This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Robin Begley, Chief Executive Officer of the American Organization for Nursing Leadership and CNO for the American Hospital Association, as well as Deb Zimmerman, President of AONL and the Chief Executive Officer of the DAISY Foundation. Robin, Deb, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, I know I've got a lot to talk about. It'll be exciting to learn more about what you're doing and your various positions, and especially thinking through leadership from the nursing perspective. But before we dive in there, can you both tell me a little bit more about yourself and your backgrounds?
Sure, I'll go first. This is Robin. I'm Robin Begley. As you mentioned, you gave a great introduction about what I'm currently doing. I have been in this position at AONL and AHA for over 5 years. Prior to that, I have experience at all levels of nursing leadership, most recently 20 years as the chief nursing officer for a health system in southeastern New Jersey.
And I have the privilege of being the chief executive officer of the DAISY Foundation. It is a foundation that was started by a family after the loss of their son. And this foundation is dedicated to highlighting the extraordinary and compassionate work of nurses. And currently, the DAISY Award is given in 6,500 organizations in 41 countries. Before joining DAISY, I served in the Army and practiced as a nurse practitioner, and I was a chief nursing officer in New York and Virginia. And I will tell you, I am just so honored to be the president of the American Organization for Nursing Leadership, and I have the opportunity to work with very authentic, humble, and dedicated nursing leaders who are really working to raise up the nursing leadership around the country.
Well, fantastic. I think that's such an important work, and I'm looking forward to learning more about how you're planning for the future. Now, what is your growth strategy for the next year or two? What's top of mind?
That's a great question, Laura. So the American Organization for Nursing Leadership was previously known as the American Organization for Nurse Executives. And many folks that have been in the healthcare field know us as AONE, which was our previous tagline. What we realized, though, in 2018 was that we really wanted to be more inclusive of all levels of nursing leadership. And in fact, our educational programs really were focused on all levels. So emerging leader, nurse manager, nurse director, in addition to, of course, the higher levels of nursing leadership, nurse executives and chief nursing officers. So what we did was we changed our name, but more importantly, we really, demonstrated to our members and to our potential members, our future members, that we really wanted to reach out to them as well. I'm happy to say that we experienced great growth. We went from about 7,500 members back then to we're close to 13,000 members right now, different levels. And this year, we have our strategic planning process underway as well as our needs assessment. So we really want to continue to support our members, which we've done, I think. And our members have said that we really were extremely supportive during the pandemic. But really, in this time of healthcare transformation, what we can continue to do and what are some additional things we can do to support their leadership journey as we transform healthcare?
I agree with everything that Robin has said. The mission for AONL is to transform healthcare through expert and influential nursing leadership. And what we know is this has been a challenging 4 and 5 years now for nursing leaders. So through the strategic plan and through our longitudinal studies, we have actually completed a study for the last 5 years looking at what their most important needs are. And we've been able to really be facile and adapt AONL to really be able to meet the changing needs of nursing leaders. So it's really been an incredibly rewarding opportunity for change and to really support our leaders right now.
That's amazing to hear. And I know there's so many new nurses coming into the workforce and new leaders that are being grown and developed on a daily basis. And so I can imagine having this resource is extremely valuable. Can you tell us about the most exciting and impactful initiative or project that you're working on right now?
Well, what we know is that our nation, and particularly clinicians in healthcare, are really open to opportunities to really look at healthcare and how we can better serve our communities. What we know is that challenges that we had pre-COVID were escalated during COVID, and there is truly consensus that there is an opportunity for change to better serve our community. And over the last 3 years, we've really been focused on supporting our nursing leadership. We published a compendium looking at recruitment, retention, and looking at best practices that are being implemented throughout the United States. And we've been able to publish them and put them on our nursing website. For the last year or two, we've really been focused on what are the new and emerging models of care that really will help enhance the health and wellness of our community. And we've had the opportunity to really work with the Institute of Health Improvement and Johnson & Johnson, and they are supporting 5 healthcare organizations implementing new models of care, whether it be the introduction of technology, the creation of new teams, and also how care is really delivered over the continuum of care. They selected 5 organizations, and they're looking at the effectiveness of those models of care over the next 22 months. And it is exciting to see how successful these new models of care are in really improving care and establishing a healthy and thriving work environment. We've also been focused on enhancing the diversity of our workforce and have created a toolkit for healthcare organizations on really how to promote a healthy work environment, promote diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, because it is important as we are recruiting a diverse workforce that and the workforce really is now beginning to look like the populations that we're serving. How can we really create a safe and healthy environment for our clinicians as well as better serve our patients? So we're redesigning the work, and we're really focusing our efforts on really supporting the diversity within our healthcare environment. Robin, what do you want to add?
Well, I think you hit the high points, Deb, but what I would just like to underscore is, in addition to the work that we're doing around care model redesign, we also have a very robust initiative around the role of the nurse manager. Mm. So part of our work over the past 18 months really has been, a deep dive into, our first line nurse manager role. We know in healthcare how important this role is, regardless of setting. We're looking at span of control for the nurse managers, evidence-based practices that will, help make the burden a little less so for our nurse managers. It's a great rewarding position, but also has many challenges. And so, there's a number of studies that we are supporting in really developing materials and information for our nurse managers, for them to continue to be successful and helpful for the future. And totally agree with you, Deb, about the DEI and belonging toolkit. And just wanted to mention that we initially soft launched that a year ago and solicited lots of feedback from the field, which was our intention. We wanted to make sure it was really a usable, evidence-based practice guide, and it is so. We reintroduced the revised guide several months ago, and it has received a lot of really positive attention. And I just want to emphasize that it's a toolkit with practical guidance for, what can be sometimes, difficult conversations around this topic. So we're really, really thrilled with the results and hope that everyone listening, goes to our website and accesses this tool.
Yeah, you are so right. It really has proved to be great value, Robin. And Robin's point about the redesign of the role of the nurse manager is just so important. Healthcare organizations cannot achieve organizational success unless there's great support from senior leaders for that nurse, frontline nurse manager, because that nurse manager is really the CEO of their units. They create a culture. They are focused on high quality, the patient on engaging their patients. So, really supporting them as they promote the teamwork and really support their team evidence-based practice, it really does drive organizational success. So, it's really been fun to be able to really focus on this level of leadership and really be able to bring national attention to the importance of our nurse managers.
That's amazing to hear, and certainly such an important resource and ability to, as you mentioned, have that support for the nurse managers and change the paradigm of how hospitals and health systems are thinking about the nurse leadership pipeline. Now, before we wrap up here, I was wondering if you could talk about what is the most important thing that healthcare executives should do now to make sure their organizations are successful in the future.
Well, the relationship between executives and frontline clinicians must really be a high priority. Clinicians need to know that their work has meaning and that it's understood and appreciated. And healthcare is a complex environment, and it's complex at that point of care. So trust is critical, and frequent communication between executives and their frontline teams is really what we're finding is the key to success and is really almost magic when it is open and transparent and a culture of trust is created.
I would say that's essential, Deb, and totally agree with that. And I also think that, our healthcare executives have to be comfortable. Maybe that's the wrong word, but they have to lead in this time of change. So change leadership is essential, and it might mean that our executives and our healthcare leaders need to get comfortable with some uncertainty and some time of transition. That we know that we are, we see technology transforming healthcare. We see that we have, financial pressures. I mean, as you mentioned before, healthcare is so complex. But we really need to stay focused on, we know we're doing the work on a daily basis, our teams, but we also have to keep our eye ahead, and be looking towards the future. And what are long-term decisions that are going to be to lead to success, not just, the day-to-day. So very strategic thinking is certainly something that healthcare executives need to do. And I also think, we hear a lot about workforce, and we know that, things right now are better than, in the throes of the pandemic, but we have to keep our eye on our frontline and our teams. And their well-being is really critically, a critical success factor to the outcomes that we all want for our organizations, for our patients, for our community.
And well-being is really about that human connection, for clinicians to be able to provide the care that patients need and to meet not only their physical needs, but also their psychosocial needs. So when nurses are able to connect, it really is the joy, and it really does help create an environment of well-being where everyone is able to really thrive.
That's amazing to hear. Thank you so much, Robin and Deb, for your time and your energy around these great issues in healthcare and really supporting the nursing workforce. I appreciate your time today, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you, Laura. It's been our privilege.
Yes, thank you, Laura. Pleasure.